Our scripture lesson for today comes from Paul's letter to Rome, chapter 12, verses 14 through 21. Hear the word of the Lord. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink, for by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May God add his blessing to this, the reading and our hearing of this, his holy word. Please pray with me. Father God, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may all that is said, heard, and understood this day be pleasing to you and further your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen. So last week we talked about labels and how we love to take and place labels on people, and about the danger of when those labels become more important to us than the person themselves. This week we're going to be talking about jerks. About how they hurt us and about how sometimes we hold on to this pain that is afflicted upon us and about the danger that comes from that holding on. So it's just a fact of life. Jerks are going to wrong us. They are going to take and they're going to cause us pain. And it comes in various levels, if you will. There is the person that cuts us off in traffic, the person that takes our parking spot at church, at the store, or whatever. There's the person that, the jerk that just seems to be offended by our very presence for some unknown reason. And we have jerks in our family too, unfortunately, but again, it's just a fact of life. Our spouses, our children, our sons and daughters and everyone else, there's bound to be some jerks in there that take and cause us pain. And this pain that is inflicted on us by the jerks, it can stay around and last for various amounts of time. Hopefully, if somebody cuts you off on the road, you feel that pain for a very short period of time. All the way up to jerks giving us pain that hurts us deeply to our very cores and just doesn't seem to want to go away. And we just can't seem to be able to deal with it. Now let me be clear that being upset with a jerk that has caused this pain. It's part of being a human being. When we get hurt, when we are caused pain, we need to take and we need to process that. Try to understand why this happened. Understand how it hurt us and hopefully process and get past it. But what happens when we hang on to this pain and we continue to be upset about it for an extended period of time? What happens? A lot of time, that pain actually grows. And a lot of the time, if that pain sticks around long enough, it will turn to hatred. And it starts burning brighter and brighter and brighter. And thoughts of revenge, how we're going to get back at that person. The plans become more elaborate. They become more satisfying and they become that much sweeter. Oh, I'm going to get this person. And it's going to feel so good. And it begins to occupy more and more of our time. We spend more and more time thinking about the pain that the jerk has given us and how we are going to extract revenge. They're evil and they must be punished. And don't deny it, because I know we all feel like that at times. And the more and more it takes of our time, the more and more that time for other aspects of our lives becomes less and less. And we don't see the good times. We don't see the enjoyment that could be ours. And we miss out on important times in our lives and in the lives of our families. But we think to ourselves, who cares about that? Revenge will be so sweet. Some of you may have heard of Nadia Boltz-Weber. She's an author, she is an ordained Lutheran minister, and she is a public theologian. And she has a video on YouTube that she did for a series called Makers. And I will tell you what it is called simply so that you can look it up. And it is called Forgiving Assholes. And truth be told, I wanted to use that word instead of jerks, but, you know, I don't think Ken would have put that out on the sign. And if you saw it in the bulletin, well, you might turn tail and run. And, you know, we've got a visitor, and I don't want to leave a bad impression. But anyhow, be that as it may. She says that when someone mistreats us and causes us pain, it's like we are chained together to that pain. That we are chained together to that person, to that jerk. And the thing about that is we'll drag that chain around with us. We'll drag around all of the pain and the heartbreak around with us. I couldn't help but think about Joseph Marley from A Christmas Carol. Hopefully everybody has read A Christmas Carol or know about it. Jacob Marley was Ebenezer Scrooge's partner in the loan shark business. And he comes back to warn Scrooge, and he is carrying around the chains that he has forged in life, the heavy chains. And he warns Scrooge, "You see my chains, but let me tell you, the chains that you are forging are even heavier and even longer." So we carry this chain around with us, and we, in some cases, don't want to get rid of it because we just want to keep holding on to whatever it was. We don't want to let it go because just thinking about how we're going to right this wrong is so satisfying to us. And we think that carrying this chain around and planning redemption is a good way to take and combat the evil that has been done to us. But dragging around this chain, in reality, does more harm to us. It does more harm to our relationships. And as I mentioned before, it distracts us from the important things in life. When we forgive the jerks of the pain that they have inflicted upon us, it's like we are taking a set of bolt cutters and we are snapping that chain that holds us to the pain, that holds us to the person that has caused us pain. It severs the connection. And it allows us to stop dragging around the pain, the resentment, and all of the other crap that goes along with us, with it. And if we do that, we are no longer weighed down. And we are free. And as Nadia Boltz-Weber says, free people are dangerous people. Because they can take and they can enjoy the things of life. It frees us from living in the past and allows us to be more present in the present. It allows us to see the joy instead of the pain. It allows us to see love instead of hatred. But I know some of you are probably thinking of somebody that has hurt you and saying, "Pastor Tim, I could never forgive this person to their face. I just can't do it." For whatever reason. And it's probably a valid reason. They may not accept it. They may belittle you. They may call you weak and worthless. But though it is always best to forgive a jerk to their face, you don't need to actually do it. You can forgive them in your heart. You can break that chain that's weighing you down, release all of the hatred, all of the negativity that is associated with that person and with that act. And you can live free. Free of the pain, free of the hatred. I couldn't help but think of the show The Big Bang Theory. And one of the characters on there is Dr. Leonard Hofstadter, and his mother is Dr. Beverly Hofstadter, who is one of the foremost child psychologists in the nation. And for whatever reason, she did not view Leonard as her son, but she viewed him more as a test subject. And for those that are of you that are familiar with the storyline, Leonard is the subject of a number of books that she has written. And towards the end of the series, it finally comes to a head with Leonard and his mother. And he says to her, "Mother, I forgive you." And then after that, he said, "God, that feels good." And his mother, who, granted, did not have what we would call a normal relationship, said back to him, "Yes, it does feel good." Which means that she was carrying around some pain that she didn't know necessarily how to deal with. We as Christians are called to live differently. The world today is all about, if you offend me, if you say something that I don't particularly care for, you must be punished. We're called as Christians to live differently. Chapter 12 in Romans, Paul is talking about the marks of true Christians. In verse 14, he says to bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. That flies in the face of conventional logic. You hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. Christians are not called to that. We are called to bless those that harm us because of all of the crap that goes along with not blessing. Verse 17, do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Don't return evil for evil. It's not going to do what you think it's going to do. You're not going to be able to right the wrong by getting back at the person in whatever way you might be thinking. In verse 19, Paul says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Which is, God is saying, I know that you've been hurt. I know that there is pain, but I don't want you to worry about it. I've got this, and I will take care of it. And I believe that everything that God does is the correct way. So therefore, I believe what is being said here is God is saying, I will take care of this, and I will teach this person the lesson that I want them to indeed learn. One last thing about jerks. I have a friend that is a teacher at a parochial school in Pennsylvania. She and I were on the cast of the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. We're friends on Facebook. And one time she put something up that has stuck with me. She wrote, "God loves the jerks too. So love the jerks." God loves and cares for all people, even the jerks. He believes and he loves and cares for people, even though they may not love and care, and may not believe in him, they may not love him, and God's care may mean nothing to them. So since God loves the jerks and cares for them, we need to take and love and care for the jerks and treat them like we would want to be treated. And I think Paul reminds us of this, affirms this in verses 20 and 21. "Know if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." We're going to encounter many people as we go through this thing called life. Some are going to give us great joy, and some are going to be jerks and give us great pain. We need to forgive the jerks. Now, to be probably more appropriate, we should forgive the assholes. We need to break the chains that we create that holds us to the pain and to the people that give it to us. We need to let go of hatred and resentment, because we don't need to carry that crap around with us and let it drag us down. And we especially need to remember God loves the jerks too. So love the jerks. Amen.